Hey everyone, welcome to episode 8. I hope you guys had a really good holiday, spent time with friends and family, and I hope everyone just stayed safe and continued to be safe. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to name this episode, but I wanted to talk about two things. One is called the switch up, and then the other one is called expectations versus reality. And so the switch up comes from people who you've been dealing with and they just start acting funny. I've dealt with stuff like this all my life from as far as I can remember. Just you build like a genuine, you know, friendship or connection with someone and then they disappear. And it's like, damn, what the hell did I do? Like, why is this person, acting funny? And one thing I always used to say is, well, this person doesn't owe you nothing. This person doesn't owe you nothing. And I know a lot of people don't like this saying because it's like, yes, I deserve respect. Yes, I deserve good communication. Yes, I deserve to be treated right. But in reality, people may be going through things and that's normally what it is. And they just don't know how to effectively communicate what they're going through. So one way that they handle their situation is just by cutting people off. And then once they, you know, decide to crawl back into your life, it's like, all right, well, do I still continue to deal with this person? Or do I just let this situation go? Especially if you really like fucked with them. And then it's like, damn, like now every time you get mad or sad, this is the way that you handle your difficulties. Like, I honestly cannot fucking stand people who act like this and do this. This is like my number one pet peeve because it could have all just been so simple. Like, I need a mental break. I need to take some time for myself. I'm going through something right now. Can you give me a couple of days for me to figure it out? Those type of things work better than to completely cut somebody off who you've just been constantly talking to for a while and making it seem like it's their fault. And a lot of men are guilty of that. I don't know of a lot of women who switch up. I feel like a lot of men have done stuff like that to me. And that has, like, made my patience very thin when it comes to communication. Like, what I'm going to deal with and what I'm not going to deal with. So, it's like, for me, if you ain't letting me know, if I call you and I text you, you don't answer. And it's like, okay, you taking like 2 or 3 days. It's like by that time, we almost to the point where you're going to have to email me to get in contact with me because there honestly will be no way for you to ever get in contact with me again. But for some odd reason, like people will still be able to freaking find me. Like I've had people hit me up via Cash App, WhatsApp, Snapchat. It's like, leave me alone. But, you know, and it's like they come back and they be like, I was going through something. It's like, nah, dude, like, I don't like that. But now that I'm older, like, I get it. But I just never acted like that. Well, I don't feel like I ever acted like that. Maybe I have, but honestly, I don't recall. It's not something that I ever did on a regular. And also, like, switch up. Like, honestly, you could have been good to this person. And, you know, the one time you say that you're not available to do something, it's a problem. It's like, I've been available for you all this time, and this one time because I'm saying that I'm not available for you, you just can't believe it. You're thinking like, oh my God, how can this person not be available for me? But it's like, what about all the other times that I've been here for you? I've helped you, I've supported you, and it's like you just can't see past this one time that somebody is not available for you. I also cannot stand people like that. I cannot stand a selfish mentality. Like, they just can't see past their own thoughts. They cannot put themselves in no one else's shoes. They cannot relate to anything anyone else is doing. So it's like, nah, I can't. I can't fuck with this person no more. Like, they stop. They wasn't there for me during the time that I really needed them. And it's just like, it's draining and it's annoying. And it's like, get it the fuck together, because people are not always going to be there for you 100% of the time. Now, depending on your level of friendship, they may be there for you 80% of the time. But you got to recognize, like, people ain't always going to be there for you. And if they are always there for you and they're not there for you that one time, it's okay. Sometimes you got to go through shit alone and just let them figure it out and y'all reconnect and move from there. And also, just like with friendship wise, like, people switched up on me because, you know, I was still cool with somebody that they're not talking to anymore. It's like, listen, I'm not in middle school. I'm not going to stop talking to somebody because you stop talking to them. There's no, now, unless the person, like, completely did you dirty. I mean, they're sleeping with your partner, or they're doing something, like, outrageous, stealing your credit card information, stole your social security card. Okay, but if y'all fell out over something so stupid and so petty, and you want me to stop talking to them because of that, that's not happening. Like, my best friend still talks to someone that I don't talk to. I have absolutely no problem with that. I don't care. It is what it is. But for me to sit there and say out of my mouth, like, oh, I can't believe you still fucking with this person and I'm not fucking with them, it's giving me childish. It's giving me controlling, and I don't like that type of stuff. So there's many ways for people to switch up on you. You could be genuine friends with a girl and y'all may, it's not necessarily sometimes even switching up. You can honestly just grow apart from people. Like, I was cool with this one girl. We was in college together. We had a lot of classes together and we went to separate schools and we never spoke again. Like, shit like that happens. I got some stories. I had to really just like, hold on, let me not even touch on that story. I was going to tell y'all something, but I don't even want to even go there. But overall, like, switch up. I just hope, like, in our 30s, we realize, like, we have to break that generational curse, like how our parents used to communicate, how we saw our aunts and our uncles communicate with each other. Like, my parents, their brothers and sisters, they had such a toxic relationship, and I don't want to have that type of relationship with my brother or my peers who I'm around the same age with. Like, that shit just seems so draining, so drama filled. And I'm thankful for me being in my 30s. Like, I don't have drama like that. It's, last year was a very interesting year for drama for me, because it was like a lot of like catty stuff, and I just removed myself from that situation. I was like, I'm not gonna go back and forth with these girls for what? It's absolutely no purpose. And they probably thought like I switched up, because I blocked all of them on Instagram. I'm like, I'm not gonna deal with y'all. Y'all always constantly talking shit about people or talking shit about this person, this person. Like, I don't have time for that. I'm not doing that. And it might be like an age. Oh, shit. It might be an age gap or age thing. But I feel like after the age of 25, 26, you have to be getting it together with communication. It's not cute. It's not funny. It's not, you know, And I also don't like it when people be like, oh, I'm like this because I'm a Cancer. I'm like this because I'm Aquarius. And no, you're like that because you're you. You're mean because that's just the way you are. It's not because of your zodiac sign. It's just because of who you are and how nasty and mean you are. Like, I hate it when people try to justify something because of their zodiac sign. It's like the most silliest and stupidest thing I ever heard of. And it's just annoying to me. So the next thing I told you I wanted to talk about was expectations versus reality. Like, we expect people to treat us a certain type of way, but we've never properly communicated the way that we want to be treated. And that's something that I really, truly had to learn this year. A lot of times the main thing that came out of my mouth was, I expected him to know this. I expected him to do this. But it's like, how could I expect him to know something like this when I've never actually said it? I may have hinted, but I've never actually like sat down face to face and had that conversation on how I expect to be treated and how I expect communication to work or how I expect this day to go. Like, I felt like, you know, some people may think, oh, I showed up and I did this, so that's, you know, that's how the night went. And I thought the night went great. But, and then for me, I'm like, oh my God, this night was horrible. I thought it was going to go like this. I thought it was going to go like that. Like, how can this person not understand, like, what I wanted out of this situation? And it's just like, when I was talking to my friend, she was like, well, did you tell this person this is how you wanted the night to go? This is what you were expecting for the night. This is how you wanted the person to communicate with you. And it's like, when she asked me that, I was like, well, no, but it's like, I kind of said it in the past, but it's like, I have to understand, like, people forget things, and it's okay to remind them, like, hey, I know I told you this in the past, but I'm expecting this type of thing. And it's like, a lot of things, like with social media, can influence your thought process on how you look at things. And it's like, you see somebody getting treated with, you know, bags and gifts and nails, and it's like, damn, like, why am I not being treated like that? But it's like, he may not even know, or she may not even know that you want to be treated like that. You're so nonchalant about everything that you're just like, go with the flow. But in reality, you're holding all this stuff in and just wishing and hoping that this person would just get it and understand that this is what you want and this is what you need. But it's like, I don't like the saying where, I don't know what man made this saying up, because I already know a guy did, but a woman that asks for nothing deserves everything. Like, how you know what I want, what I need? Like, I don't like that saying, because for me, I'm going to ask for what I want and I'm going to go after what I want, because I can't rely on somebody just guessing. I mean, some people are really good at reading people body languages, you know, they just get it. And then it's more people that don't get it than do get it. I hope that makes sense. Like, some people just know, like, you know, they can look at you and be like, all right, I know this person. Like, for me, I can like look at something, I'm like, I know my best friend, she gonna fuck with this, she gonna like this. But like, with somebody you probably only know for like a year, they may not know what you need. So I don't like that saying, like, that. I just don't like it, because it's just like, for me, it's telling a woman to shut up, don't ask for nothing, and yeah, you'll get something. But what if I get something and I don't like it? Then what? So I'm just supposed to be like, oh, okay, well, it's no. If I don't like something, I'm gonna let you, everybody know this. Like, if I don't like something, I'm gonna say it. So that's pretty much it. I hope this makes sense. It's going to be short and sweet because I'm just coming back and I don't want to do like a 30-minute podcast episode. But my main goal for 2021 is to communicate effectively, definitely go to therapy more, and just figure out like proper ways to say things, because I always thought like I'm the best communicator, but maybe I'm not the best communicator. Maybe the way that I'm expressing myself isn't for everyone. And maybe I need to change the way I say things, change the way I do things, because I be feeling like angry when I get told no or something can't happen. It's like, for me, and I don't act out like I used to act out, but I don't act out anymore. Like, of course, I know better, but therapy is just going to be like an ongoing thing for me, because I don't want to overwhelm my friends with the shit that I be thinking about. But if I'm paying for a therapist, yes, I'm going to overwhelm that person. But yeah, I really hope that made sense. I just really wanted to get that off my chest, because I just felt like talking about those two things tonight. And yeah, so I'm excited to come back for episode 9 next week. All right, you guys. Bye.